Hello, my name is Wesley Imms. I'm a researcher in the Learning Environments Applied Research Network at the University of Melbourne here in Australia. LEARN is made up of three faculties, Medicine, Architecture and Education, who have come together to create this network, which includes businesses and research partners right across the broad sphere of people interested in trying to make learning environments the best we can in terms of design, and to operate the best in terms of the way that people use them, and to have the sorts of outcomes that we really want from those places, which obviously is the best learning outcomes from students or other participants of those spaces. We run a lot of research, but one of our most exciting things we do, and we've done now for the last 3 years, is to host what we call a Research Higher Degree Symposium. And by Research Higher Degree, we mean students who are undertaking research as a PhD or as a master's. Each year, we invite people to submit papers for our various symposia. Each has a different title each year. And of those people who submit, we choose only 12. We run the event across just one day. We have no concurrent events. Everybody sits in the one room and listens to all of the papers to make sure that it is a combined learning event for everybody. The papers themselves are only ever 8 minutes long. We have those papers clustered into themes, perhaps three or maybe four themes across the day, and we invite, once we've determined the themes, the best possible person we can find as a guest interlocutor to host each of the different themes. Their job is to not just discuss with participants their papers before and afterwards, but also to bring the audience in on a discussion around the particular topics that are covered. So it's very much designed as being a learning event, which is taped, and the tapes are put up onto the web. The papers themselves actually have are invited to be presented as a full paper, which is peer-reviewed and then published as a peer-reviewed proceedings afterwards. So it's a learning event, and it's an exciting learning event. The reason why we're so keen on it and why it's worked so well in the past for us in Australia has been because we find, as researchers in the field, and we conduct a lot of research, we find that we tend to be encumbered by the fact that we have to undertake certain things to get grants, and then we're hindered by, I suppose, to some degree, the parameters around those grants that we receive. And what the Research Higher Degree Symposium does for us is allows us to hear from those people who perhaps are nowhere near as encumbered in terms of what they need to cover. So PhD and master's students, often we find, are working at the edges of current issues. And by listening to them each year and listening to the 12 best papers, we are getting a snapshot of those critical issues to do with our topics that are probably going to be those things that we as researchers will need to cover through more formal research grants in years to come. So it's an exciting event, and it brings to us that thinking that otherwise might remain hidden or dispersed amongst individual projects elsewhere. We're lucky in that with our LEARN group in Australia, we have about 20 PhDs who are conducting research either within our research projects or as what we call satellite to them. But we also enjoy a large number of students from overseas who come to LEARN to present at this and to work with us as well, so we get to hear their voices. In 2017, we have decided we would love to be able to bring the Transitions event, which is the theme for this year, to the Europe area to hear what European students are doing and to take it to the North American continent, to the United States, and hear what's happening over there. I suppose in a way to try to find out what research themes are occurring and issues are being addressed and findings that are happening in those particular spaces. So this message is to encourage people to either submit a paper for the transition event, which will be held in London in September, hosted by Ecofon, one of our research partners over there, or in Grand Rapids, Michigan, which will be co-hosted by Steelcase Education. If you decide you wouldn't like to put a paper in, then the other alternative is to attend as a participant within the actual event and be part of that audience and part of that discussion. So if you are interested, please visit our website, which is iletc.com.au, and submit a paper through the system there. If you want to come as an attendee, registrations for the Europe and the United States events will be open soon. The event in Australia, which will be held in June, much earlier, is currently open. We have our paper selected for that, and that is open for people who might be interested in attending. Registrations will be open soon. So it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I hope you get some sense of the excitement that we feel about having higher degree students contributing to this extraordinary field of discussion. Transitions in the UK, transitions in Grand Rapids, transitions in Melbourne, this year is going to be looking at that critical issue of what happens with teachers when they transit from traditional classrooms into innovative learning environments. The papers, I can guarantee, will be exciting, will be challenging, and the discussion we'll have around them will really help to push ahead the ideas that we have in this particular field of research. Thank you very much for listening.